Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture, 2019, 4, 138-50 ISSN, print, 2617-8672, ISSN, online, 2617-8680 http://jpa.iou.edu.pk Research paper impact of biostimulants to improve the growth of local fennel, Phoeniculum vulgar, under salinity stress. Ikra Zulfikar, Najma Yusuf Zahid, Abdul Ahad Qureshi and Ishfaq Ahmed Hafiz, Department of Horticulture, Faculty of Crop and Food Sciences, Permir Ali Shah, Arid Agriculture University, Rawalpindi, Pakistan. Asterisk corresponding author, Abdul Ahad Qureshi, Abdullahad at uaar.edu.pk. Key message: this study reveals that the foliar spray of three biostimulants, namely seaweed extract, humic acid and vegetable extract, significantly alleviated the negative effects of salinity, and hence improved the growth of local fennel, Phoeniculum vulgar. Abstract: three biostimulants, seaweed extract, humic acid and vegetable extract, with varying concentrations were examined to evaluate their effect on the growth of local fennel. Seaweed extract with 1.5 grams, 3.0 grams, and 4.5 grams L1 concentrations and humic acid with 1 gram, 2 grams and 3 grams concentrations were applied as foliar spray. While vegetable extract was applied as foliar spray with 0.3%, 0.5%, and 0.7% concentrations. Irrigation of saline water having EC equals 5.0 dSm1 was done thrice a week. The experiment was laid out using CRD. The main findings show that humic acid at 3 grams L1 significantly alleviated the negative effects of salinity and stimulated fennel growth. The maximum number of branches, 7.667 branches per plant, were recorded in plants treated with 0.7% vegetable extract. Plants treated with 3 grams humic acid were peaked, 4.9667 grams, in dry weight, followed by 0.7% vegetable extract, 4.7667 grams dry weight. Early flowering was observed in plants treated with 4.5 grams seaweed extract, 109 days, followed by 3.0 grams humic acid, 113 days, while it was delayed in control, 123 days. Maximum fresh weight was gained in plants treated with 3.0 grams humic acid, 33.83 grams, followed by 0.7% vegetable extract, 29.467 grams fresh weight. Fruit/seed weight was higher in plants treated with 3.0 grams humic acid, followed by 0.7% vegetable extract. This study signifies that the mode of action of these stimulants should be understood, and their responses may be examined at physiological, biochemical, and molecular levels. Keywords: brackish and canal water, leaching fraction, sorghum, electrical conductivity. How to cite this article: Zulfikar, I. Zahid, N.Y., Qureshi, A.A., Hafiz, I.A., 2019. Impact of biostimulants to improve the growth of local fennel, Phoeniculum vulgar, under salinity stress. Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture, 4, 1, 38-50. Introduction: fennel, Phoeniculum vulgar, is a local medicinal perennial of Mediterranean region. It is cultivated for its monetary, aromatic, and medicinal value, Mona et al., 2008. It belongs to family Apiaceae, Umbelliferae. It is local to southern European countries and developed widely all over Middle East, China, India, and Turkey. There is a wide range of wild and adopted fennel varieties varying in seed size, aroma, and taste. It is one of the essential garden herbs of Indo-Pak. It is widely cultivated throughout the temperate and tropical regions of the world for its aromatic fruits, which are used as a culinary spice, Shamaktar and Armand, 2017. It has antifungal and antiseptic activities against many pathogenic organisms, Kazemi et al., 2012. Fennel seeds comprise a vital oil. Its leaves have diuretic properties. It is also used to cure asthma and kidney problems. Its seeds have antispasmodic, antihirsutism, and anti-inflammatory activity, Rahimi, and Ardekani, 2013, Choi and Wang, 2014. It is also reported for its antidementia, antiplatelet, antithrombatic functions, and rich antioxidant properties, Tognolina etal, 2007. Its products have pleasant taste and zesty aroma that might be utilized as a part of soups, sauces, pickles, perfumery, beauty care products, scenting cleansers, pharmaceutical and phytotherapy businesses, Baros etal, 2010. Soil salinity affects horticultural efficiency globally, Zorb etal, 2004. Salinity affects seed imbibition, germination, and root development, Kun and Gulzer, 2003. Plant development and annual production are diminished, 38 Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture, 2019, 4, 138-50. In salt affected soil due to the abundance take up of conceivably harmful ions, Yamaguchi and Blumwald, 2005. Currently, more than one-third of the world's arable land is subjected to soil quality and land degradation due to salt stress. Salinity affects the agricultural output badly. It decreases stomatal conductance incredibly and therefore diminishes photosynthetic rate, Bethke and Drew, 1992. In any case, the restraint of photosynthetic rate forced by stomatal inference may advance clumsiness between photochemical movement at photosynthesis framework 2, PSII, and electron prerequisite for photosynthesis, prompting abundance excitation and ensuing photosynthesis inhibitory harm of PSII response. The impact of salt stress has been concluded on numerous horticultural products, Moss and Hoffman, 1977, but there are very few data available on the effect of salt stress on fennel growth. Salinity can be mitigated using different methods and substances. Biostimulants are emerging method to combat salinity by providing essential nutrients. Plant biostimulants are different substances and microorganisms used for upgrade plant development. It can enhance growth capability, mitigate abiotic stress or potentially improve quality attributes and enhance nutrition, Dujardin, 2015. Various seaweed extracts are accounted for to have plant development impact and revealed one of their more comprehensive roles in agribusiness and agriculture as natural excrements and manures, Craigie, 2011. Seaweed extracts have now increased significantly more extensive response as plant biostimulants. Uses of various concentrations of these seaweed extracts have been accounted for to upgrade plants' resilience to an extensive variety of abiotic stresses, i.e. saltiness, dry spell, and temperature extremes, Bulgari etal, 2019. Seaweed extracts are additionally utilized as foliar sprays on vegetables, flowers, and tree to enhance production and quality, Hayter etal, 2012. Humic acid, HA, is dark-colored organic substance and a natural resource used as an alternative for fertilizer to increase crop production. Humic substance has been accounted to improve nutrient absorption, plant growth, physiology, and metabolism, Ahmed etal, 2016. Humic substances have fundamental composition in organic matter due to plant rot, microbial residue, yet furthermore from the metabolic activity by soil organism using humic acid. It is used for enhancing plant development and harvest yield, Aharagibal etal, 2008. Its application increases nutrient take-up, Linehan, 1978, cell permeability and improves processes associated with the plant development, Lee and Bartlett, 1976. Vegetable extract is organic extract of different vegetables prepared locally by the help of sugar. It gave plant essential nutrients, hormones, and sugars as well. It helps the plants to improve quality and productivity, Abbasi etal, 2019. This study was aimed to search the efficiency of various available commercial biostimulants products on the development of fennel under saline conditions and to sort out the best biostimulant product and its concentration to enhance fennel development under saline condition. Materials and methods. The present study was conducted to evaluate growth of fennel by the application of biostimulants under salinity stress soil environment. The experiment was conducted at Horticulture Research Area, PMAS, Arid Agriculture University, Rawalpindi, Pakistan. Seed of fennel were taken from the gene bank of PGRinark Islamabad, Pakistan. Sowing was done directly in plastic pots during November. Three biostimulants, i.e. seaweed extract, 1.5, 3.0, and 4.5 GML1, humic acid, 1, 2, and 3 GML1, and vegetable extract, 0.3, 0.5, and 0.7%, as foliar application were applied. Treatments were applied 4 times after 15 days interval except the control one. These treatments were started after 45 days of sowing. Saline water of 5 dsm 1 ec was used for irrigation purpose thrice a week. The experiment was laid out in CRD with 3 replications and data analysis was done by 2-factor factorial method in all experiments through Fisher's examination of variance method using Duncan's multiple range test, DMRT, at 5% probability level for mean comparison. Morphological parameters plant height, CM, of randomly selected fennel plants was recorded with measuring tape from base to tip of plant at maturity stage. Number of branches of fennel plants in all treatments was counted at maturity. Fresh weight, G, of vegetative growth i.e. stems and leaves of fennel plant were taken individually with weighing machine in grams. After getting fresh weight plants were air dried, and then dried in oven at 80°C till constant weight. Oven dry weight, G, was measured on digital balance. Fresh weight, G, of root was also calculated in grams with weighing machine. Reproductive parameters. The flowering date was calculated from sowing date to first flower set in pot. No of umbels per plant of randomly selected plants from each treatment was noted at maturity and then total number of umbels per plant were calculated. Fruit/seed weight, G, of fennel plant was taken individually with weighing machine in grams. 39 Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture, 2019, 4, 138-50 Biochemical parameters. Proline contents were assessed with the well-developed protocol, Bates et al., 1973. The frozen sample was regimented in 3% sulfosalicylic acid, 0.02 grams ml1. Residue from this mixture was eliminated after 10 minutes centrifugation process at 3000 RPM. 1 ml of each homogenized tissue reacts, acid nitrogen and glacial acetic acid were taken in test tube and subjected to 100 degrees Celsius for an hour ending by placing it in water bath. Toluene, 2 ml, mixed in this mixture and let this for half an hour at room temperature. 2 separate segments were achieved. The top segment having chromophore and toluene, 1 ml, was subjected to measure optical density at 520 nm using toluene as standard. The proline concentration was determined from a standard curve using D-proline. Sodium and potassium were determined using flame photometry method, Humphreys, 1956. A photoelectric flame photometer was used for this chemical analysis. Plant samples were subjected to the flame. Filters selected the colors which are detected by photometer and exclude the influence of other ions. The device was calibrated with a series of standard solutions of the ion to be tested. Soil analysis. The soil of experimental field was sandy clay loam and soil characteristics after analysis are given in Table 1. Statistical analysis. The data was analyzed by using CRD 2-factor factorial methods in all experiments through Fisher's analysis of variance technique using Duncan's multiple range test at 0.05 significance level for comparison of means. Results in present study, fennel was grown in pots and salinity stress was given by applying saline water having EC 5 dsm1 thrice a week. Data regarding vegetative, reproductive, and biochemical parameters of fennel, Phoeniculum vulgar, as affected by different biostimulants were statistically analyzed and discussed in the following headings. Vegetative parameters. Plant height. Plant height is important parameter of any crop. Data regarding plant height is given in Fig. 1. biostimulants significantly increase the plant height in fennel plant under salinity stress conditions. Maximum plant height in plants treated by 3 grams humic acid was observed, 91.767 cm, followed by 2 grams humic acid, 88.967 cm, while minimum plant height in control was recorded, 74.767 cm. Number of branches per plant. Data regarding number of branches is shown in Fig. 2. Biostimulants significantly increase the number of branches in fennel plant under salinity stress conditions. Maximum number of branches was observed in plants treated with 0.7% vegetable extract followed by 3 gram seaweed having no of branches 7.667 and 7.333 respectively while minimum in control with 5.333 numbers. Fresh weight of vegetative growth. Data regarding fresh weight is evident from Fig. 3. Biostimulants significantly increase the fresh weight in fennel plant under salinity stress conditions as compared to control. Maximum fresh weight was observed in plants treated with 3 grams humic acid followed by 0.7% vegetable extract having fresh weight 33.833 grams and 29.467 grams respectively while minimum in control was represented as 18.300 guaranis. Dry weight of vegetative growth. Data regarding dry weight of vegetative growth is evident from Fig. 4. Biostimulants significantly increase the dry weight in fennel plant. Maximum dry weight was observed in plants treated with 3 grams humic acid followed by 0.7% 40 Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture, 2019, 4, 138-50 vegetable extract having dry weight 4.9667 grams and 4.7667 grams respectively while minimum dry weight in 1 gram seaweed was recorded as 2.6333 guaranis. Reproductive parameters. Root weight. Data regarding root weight is apparent from Fig. 5. Biostimulants significantly increase the root weight in fennel plant under salinity stress conditions. Maximum root weight was observed in plants treated with 4.5 gram seaweed followed by 0.3% vegetable extract having root weight 8.80 grams and 8.43 grams respectively while minimum root weight was recorded in 1 gram seaweed. Flowering date. Flowering date is another important trait. Data regarding flowering date is apparent from Fig. 6. Biostimulants significantly increase the flowering date in fennel plant under salinity stress conditions. Minimum flowering date were observed in plants treated with 4.5 gram seaweed extract followed by 3 grams humic acid having flowering date 109 and 113 respectively while maximum flowering date was recorded in control having flowering date 123. Number of umbels per plant. Data regarding no of umbels as shown in Fig. 7. Biostimulants significantly increase the no of umbels in fennel plant under salinity stress conditions. Maximum number of umbels was observed in plants treated with 3 grams humic acid followed by 2 grams humic acid seaweed having no of umbels 11.6767 and 11.333 respectively while minimum number of umbels was recorded in 1 gram seaweed having 6.333 umbels. Fruit/seed weight per plant. Seed weight is an important trait as more seed result in more yields. Data regarding fruit/seed weight is evident from Fig. 8. Biostimulants significantly increase the fruit/seed weight in fennel plant under salinity stress conditions. Maximum seed weight was observed in plants treated with 3 grams humic acid followed by 0.7% vegetable extract having seed weight 8.9333 grams and 8.4000 grams respectively while minimum seed weight was recorded 1 gram seaweed having seed weight 3.5333. Biochemical parameters. Proline contents. Data regarding proline content is evident from Fig. 9. Biostimulants significantly decrease the fruit weight in fennel plant under salinity stress conditions. Maximum proline was observed in control plants followed by 1.5 gram seaweed having proline 3.8 and 3.7333 mol G1 respectively while minimum proline was recorded 4 gram seaweed having proline 1.2666 mol G1. Sodium and potassium concentration. Data regarding sodium concentration is evident from Fig. 10. Maximum Na and was observed in control plants followed by 1.5 g seaweed having sodium 1.8666 and 1.7 mg G1 respectively, while minimum sodium was recorded in 0.5% vegetable extract having sodium 1.3666 mg G1. Data regarding potassium concentration is evident from Fig. 11. Maximum K and was observed in 0.7% vegetable extract followed by 0.5% vegetable extract having K plus 20 and 19.666 mg G1 respectively, while minimum K and was recorded in 1.5 g seaweed extract having K plus 11.666 mg G1. 41 Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture, 2019, 4. 138-50 Table 1 Some physical and chemical characteristics of the used soil components sand, silt, clay, Na and K and Mg++, Ca++, pH, electrical conductivity values 56%, 22.8%, 21.2%, 89.7 milliequivalent L1, 140 milliequivalent L1, 35.3 milliequivalent L1, 50.5 milliequivalent L1, 7.87, 0.53 Fig. 1 Effect of different biostimulants on plant height of fennel under salinity stress 86420 Contrasoala Eed 1.5 g seaweed 3 Sagaweed 4.5 g humic acid 1 g humic acid 2 Gumbaya Kaaktaid Blue 3 Ejexpter Geekta 0B.L3E%. Exeter Geekta 0B.L5E% Extract 0.7% Fig. 2 Effect of different biostimulants on number of branches/plant of fennel under salinity stress 42 Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture, 2019, 4, 138-50 35 30 25 20 15 10 5 0 Contrasoala Eed 1.5 g seaweed 3 g seaweed 4.5 g humic acid 1 g humic acid 2 Gumbaya Geekta Blue 3 Ejexpter Geekta 0B.L3E% Ejexpter Geekta 0B.L5E% Extract 0.7% Fig. 3 Effect of different biostimulants on fresh weight of vegetative growth of fennel under salinity stress 7654 3210. Contrasoala Eed 1.5 g seaweed 3 g seaweed 4.5 g humic acid 1 g humic acid 2 Gumbaya Kaaktaid Blue 3 Ejexpter Geekta 0B.L3E% Ejexpter Geekta 0B.L5E% Extract 0.7% Fig. 4 Effect of different biostimulants on dry weight of vegetative growth of fennel under salinity stress 10987654 3210 Contrasoala Eed 1.5 g seaweed 3 Sagaweed 4.5 g humic acid 1 g humic acid 2 Gumbaya Geekta Blue 3 Ejexpter Geekta 0B.L3E% Ejexpter Geekta 0B.L5E% Extract 0.7% Fig. 5 Effect of different biostimulants on root weight of fennel under salinity stress 43 Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture, 2019, 4, 138-50 130 125 120 115 110 105 100 Contrasoala Weed 1.5 g seaweed 3 Sagaweed 4.5 g humic acid 1 g humic acid H2 Ugmivagsat Kidebol 3 Gafset Greiktav 0L.E3% Fxeter Geekta 0B.LE5% Extract 0.7% Fig. 6 Effect of different biostimulants on flowering days of fennel under salinity stress 14-12-10-86-4-2-0 Contrasoala Eed 1.5 g seaweed 3 Sagaweed 4.5 g humic acid 1 g humic acid 2 Gumbagsat Kidebol 3 Gafsetra Geekta 0B.LE3% Exeter Geekta 0B.L5E% Extract 0.7% Fig. 7 Effect of different biostimulants on number of umbels slash plant of fennel under salinity stress 12-10-86-4-2-0 Fig. 8 Effect of different biostimulants on seed weight of fennel under salinity stress 44 Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture, 2019, 4. 138-55 43210 Contrasoala Eed 1.5 g seaweed 3 g seaweed 4.5 g humic acid 1 g humic acid 2 Gumbaya Geekta Blue 3 Ejexpter Geekta 0B.L3E% Ejexpter Geekta 0B.L5E% Extract 0.7% Fig. 9 Effect of different biostimulants on proline contents under salinity stress 2.5 to 1.51 0.50 contrasoilaid 1.5 gram seaweed 3 gram seaweed 4.5 grams humic acidh 1 ugmic acid 2 gum big sat kidebol 3 gixter geek to 0 b.l 3 e percent fxit greik tab 0 l.e 5% extract 0.7% fig 10 effect of different biostimulants on sodium concentration under salinity stress 25 2015 10 50 contrasoilaid 1.5 gram seaweed 3 gram seaweed 4.5 grams humic acidh 1 ugmic acid 2 gumbaic geet kide blue 3 ejexter geek to 0 b.l 3 e percent fxit greik tab 0 l.e 5% extract 0.7% fig 11 effect of different biostimulants on potassium concentration. Under salinity stress 45 Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture, 2019, 4. 138-50 Discussion Humic acid beneficially enhance plant height by improving nutrient uptake by plants and hormones effect. The present findings are also similar with the results of the earlier researchers as El-Nemri et al., 2012, reported that spray of 3 grams L1 humic acid had positive effect on plant height in cucumber plants. Humic substances are essential soil components since these contain a steady portion of carbon and enhance water holding limit, pH buffering, and thermal protection. Humic acid also increases cell permeability, as a result its use is proposed to increase plant height. Also supported by Fagbenro and Agbula, 1993, that plant height was improved by efficient uptake of N, P, K, Mg, Ca, Fe, and Zn. Present results also support the findings of Bohm and Lua, 1997, that humic acid enhanced height in pepper as compared with control. Sani, 2014, also observed that foliar spray of humic acid had positive effects on all morphological parameters including height, leaf numbers, fresh weight, and yield in canola plants. Hagag et al., 2011, studied humic acid application results in increment of plant height in olives. Seaweed extract plants observed maximum height at 4.5 grams concentration with value of 82.36 centimeters. Seaweed shows increase in development and the utilization of seaweed as biostimulants in crop yield is improved. Janin et al., 2013, observed that application of Ascophyllum nodosum, seaweed extract, significantly increased Brassica plant height and improved plant characteristics. Crouch and Van Staden, 1991, observed that seaweed incorporate microelement supplements, amino acids, vitamins, cytokinins, auxins, and abscisic acid that affect cell metabolism in treated plants, prompting improved development and product yield. Blunden et al., 1996, found that seaweed extracts contain different betaines, good solute i.e. eases osmotic pressure caused due to saline soil. Plants treated with vegetable extracts showed maximum height at 0.7 grams concentration with the values of 84.86 centimeters. In vegetable extract calcium is present which gave rise in the height, Bakari et al., 2014, Sajid et al., 2014. Extracts can also control the phytopathogens and can also be used as an alternative control for plant diseases, Stangarlin et al., 2008. Plants treated with humic acid indicated maximum number of branches at 3 grams concentration with the values of 7.33. Brownell et al., 1987, also examined that humic acid application has advantageous impact on nutrient absorption leads to increased plant vegetative and reproductive growth of tomato, cotton, and grapes. Present results are similar with the work of these scientists as Sturck et al., 2014, found that seaweed contain auxins, cytokinins, and gibberellins, amino acids and mineral supplements, that emphatically affect plant development and division. Bhattacharya et al., 2015, studied that seaweed change physical and biological properties of soil and may likewise influence the structure of plant roots, subsequently helps in productive take-up of supplements. Nabati et al., 1994, found that seaweed enhanced growth of Kentucky bluegrass, Poa pratensis LCV rich, In saline stress, i.e. upgraded both above and below development of the grass at 0.15 SM1 salinity. Vegetable extract contain macronutrients i.e. nitrogen and phosphorus. Nitrogen increase number of branches per plant in rapeseed, while the least number of branches are observed in control, UDN ETAL, 1992. Bakri ETAL, 2014, detailed that humic acid at 50 kg raised fresh weight of flax plant. Fresh weight expanded by 66.6% than control. Elnemer ETAL, 2012, studied that cucumber plants were applied 3 times after every 15 days with different measure of humic acid and biostimulators 3 weeks after planting. Recorded data showed that each and all morphological characters including number of leaves and stems per plant, new weights of leaves per plant and yield and its parts of cucumber plants demonstrated positive and basic responses with the high 3 g L1 humic acid. Plants treated with seaweed extract observed maximum fresh weight at 4.5 grams concentration with the values of 7.33. Seaweed extract was used as the calcium in seaweed extracts helps in protein activation, cell lengthening, and cell stability. This calcium is required by N-fixing bacteria, which fix the nitrogen and made it available to plants. Nabati ETAL, 1994, reported that seaweed extract enhanced both below and above the ground growth of grass at soil salinity. Hayat ETAL, 2018, watched that concentrate of garlic significantly affected morphological and physiological parameters in tomato plant as contrasted to control treatment. It enhanced plant height, leaf area, stem diameter, plant fresh/dry weight. Crouch and Van Staden, 1991, observed that seaweed application significantly increases the root in tomatoes as compared to control. Our results are also in line with findings of Thompson, 2004, who observed that seaweed had positive effects on all morphological parameters including root weight in tomato plants by increasing total volume of root system. Nelson and Van Staden, 1994, also observed that seaweed components had significant effect on root development in wheat. Nabati ETAL, 2008, found noteworthy reduction of sodium particles accumulation in the plant after utilizing seaweed. Grass treated with seaweed had less sodium in the tissue, when appeared differently in relation to grass that did not get seaweed extract treatment. Yazdani ETAL, 2014, observed that humic acid at 50 mg L1 improved quality and amount of Gerbera through enhancing root design prompting upgraded supplement take-up and influence hormone-like. Maybody ETAL, 2015, also found that humic acid at 100 mg L1 improved root length, root surface, and root fresh weight of ryegrass. These results suggest humic acid foliar application enhance root development and nutrient uptake. 46 Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture, 2019, 4, 138-50 mean comparison of the study also depicted the superiority of seaweed treatment at 4.5 grams. Crouch and Van Staden, 1991, also observed that tomatoes treated with seaweed components had more an early flower set than control plants. Similar results are observed by Arthur ETAL, 2003, that seaweed extract application induces early flower and fruiting in plants. Ali ETAL, 2014, found that humic acid at 1.25 ml when applied to Tulipa Gessner Iana revealed that it was most effective on compared with control. All vegetative and reproductive attributes significantly influenced by addition of humic acid. This treatment gave inimitable outcomes concerning early flowering and fresh and dry flower biomass. Early flowering was recorded in plants treated with 1.25 ml humic acid followed by other treatments. Same pattern was observed in this study in which least days were observed in plants treated with 3 g humic acid and control treatment took more time in flowering. Results support the findings of Abetz and Young, 1983, who reported that seaweed application significantly increased the flowering per umbels in number of crop plants as compared to control. Results also lined with Van Staden ETAL, 1994, as he treated marigold seedlings with seaweed that increased NOA of flowers per umbels. Similar results were also found by Novel et al., 2015, that number of umbels per plant was significantly enhanced in Calendula officinalis with application of seaweed extract, Vocazime. Naur et al., 2010, also revealed that the application of foliar spray with seaweed extracts showed considerably enhanced number of fruit set on different trusses in tomato plants. Humic acid also enhanced number of umbels per plant. Plants treated with humic acid observed maximum number of umbels per plant at 3 grams concentration with the values of 11.67. Smidubba, 1962, also found his findings in line with the study that humic acid at concentration of 100 mg L1 accelerated the take-up of water by swelling seed in beginning phase of imbibition. The way that seeds take up adequate measure of water sooner make it workable for the initiation of proteins frameworks which guarantee more blossoming. Study performed by Azarpour et al., 2012, on eggplant by addition of humic acid also revealed similar impact that number of fruits per square meter was considerably enhanced. These results are also lined with Yildirim, 2007, that humic acid increased fruit per plant by both foliar and soil treatments in tomato. Same results were reported by Hassan and Mukhtar, 2015, that the foliar spray of humic acid showed considerable enhanced number of pods per plant in snap bean plants. Results are also lined with Mohammed, 2012, as he observed that positive impact on pods weight per plant and higher total yield in cowpea Vigna unguiculata L plants was as a result of humic acid application. Bakri et al., 2014, studied that highest yield was obtained at 50 kg fed 1 humic acid. Proline as compared to other amino acids increases more rapidly in water stress condition. It considered a source of carbon and nitrogen for quick recovery and growth in stress. It also helps to stabilize membrane and free radical scavenger, Hayat et al., 2012. Hayat et al., 2012, also reported higher concentration of proline in plants under stress conditions. It reflects the response of plant against osmotic and environmental stress. All treatments reduced proline content significantly as compared to the control. Tamam, 2003, observed proline as a sink of energy in plant organ, which are subjected to salt stress. This energy can regulate redox potential, as a hydroxy radical scavenger, a solute that protects macromolecules against denaturation. Na, K, Ca, Mg ions concentration in begonia upper ground parts were affected by biostimulant application, with higher Na+, K+, Ca2+ concentration in treated plants and lower centralization of Mg2+. Elnemer et al., 2012, announced expanded aggregate substance of Na, K, Ca, Mg in Cucuma sativus leaves while treating them with humic acid. Tutja, 2007, found in his investigations that humic acid mitigate reducive impact of osmotic stress by expanding K ions that represents tissue extensibility by keeping up turgid of plant tissues under stress conditions. Conclusion: a significant difference of effect was found among the three used biostimulants and within their concentrations. Seaweed extract enhanced the early flowering and root biomass in the plants. Higher concentration of vegetable extract influenced the number of branches per plant in the experiment. While higher concentration of humic acid leads by boosting plant fresh and dry biomass, plant height, and number of umbel per plant. So it is concluded that during this study humic acid, 3 grams L1, gave maximum positive effect on fennel plants growth and development under salinity stress condition. Author contribution statement: Ike Rizulfikar conducted and carried out this research study. Najma Yusuf Zahid planned, designed, and supervised the research study. Abdul Ahad Qureshi wrote and edited the manuscript. Ishfaq Ahmed Hafiz contributed in data analysis. All the authors read and approve the manuscript. Conflict of interest: the authors declare that they have no conflict of interest. 47 Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture, 2019, 4, 138-50 References Abbasi, N.A., Karim, A., Hafiz, I.A., Qureshi, A.A., and Al-Jishi, S.F., 2019. Pre-harvest foliar application of vegetables extract improves the quality of harvested grape. Acta Scientiarum Polonorum Hortorum Cultus, 18, 6, 107-118. Abetz, P. and Young, C. L., 1983. The effect of seaweed extract sprays derived from Ascophyllum nodosum on lettuce and cauliflower crops. Botanica Marina, 26, 10, 487-492. Ahmed, S., Dor, I., Al-Soleimani, S. G., Mahmoud, S., Bakashwain, A. A., Madkur, M. H., and Yasser, M., 2016. Effect of rhizobacteria inoculation and humic acid application on canola, Brassica napus L., crop. Pakistan Journal of Botany, 48, 5, 2109-2120. Hassan, S.A., and Mukhtar, M.A., 2015. Evaluation of Shamir, Phoenicum vulgra, seeds as natural growth promotion, NGP, in broiler chicks. World Journal of Pharmacy and Pharmaceutical Sciences, 5, 1, 225-236. Ali, A., Rehman, S.U., Samuel Alla, and Raza, S., 2014. Combined effect of humic acid and NPK on growth and flower development of Tulipa gessneriana in Faisalabad, Pakistan. Ejabms, 9, 1, 18-28. Arthur, G.D., Sterk, W.A., and Van Staden, J., 2003. Effect of a seaweed concentrate on the growth and yield of three varieties of Capsicum annuum. South African Journal of Botany, 69, 2, 207-211. Azarpour, E., Moradi, M., and Bozergi, H.R., 2012. Effects of vermicompost application and seed inoculation with biological nitrogen fertilizer under different plant densities in soybean glycin max, L., cultivar, Williams. African Journal of Agricultural Research, 7, 10, 1534-1541. Bakri, B.A., Taha, M.H., Abdelgawad, Z.A., and Abdallah, M.M.S., 2014. The role of humic acid and proline on growth, chemical constituents, and yield quantity and quality of three flax cultivars grown under saline soil conditions. Agricultural Sciences, 5, 14, 1566. Barros, L., Carvalho, A.M., and Ferreira, I.C., 2010. The nutritional composition of fennel, Phoeniculum vulgar shoots, leaves, stems, and inflorescences. LWT Food Science and Technology, 43, 5, 814-818. Bates, L.S., Waldron, R.P., and Tier, I.D., 1973. Rapid Determination of Free Proline for Water Stress Studies. Plant and Soil, 39, 1, 205-207. Bhattacharya, D., Babgahari, M.Z., Rather, P., and Prithivaraj, B., 2015. Seaweed Extracts as Biostimulants in Horticulture. Science NTIA Horticulturae, 196, 39-48. Bethke, P.C., and Drew, M.C., 1992. Stomatal and non-stomatal components to inhibition of photosynthesis in leaves of Capsicum annuum during progressive exposure to NaCl salinity. Plant Physiology, 99, 1, 219-226. Blunden, G., Jenkins, T., and Liu, Y.W., 1996. Enhanced leaf chlorophyll levels in plants treated with seaweed extract. Journal of Applied Phycology, 8, 6, 535-543. Bohm, M., and Lua, H.T., 1997. Influence of Mineral and Organic Treatments in the Rhizosphere on the Growth of Tomato Plants. Acta Horticulturae, 450, 161-168. Brownell, J.R., Nordstrom, G., Marihart, J., and Jorgensen, G., 1987. Crop Responses from Two New Leonardite Extracts. Science of the Total Environment, 62, 491-499. Bukhari, H., Shazad, A., Saeed, K., Sadiq, B. M., Tanvir, S., and Iftikhar, T., 2014. Compositional Profiling of Fennel Seed. Pakistan Journal of Food Sciences, 24, 3, 132-36. Bulgari, R., Franzoni, G., and Ferrante, A., 2019. Biostimulants Application in Horticultural Crops Under Abiotic Stress Conditions. Agronomy, 9, 6, 306. Choi, E. M., and Wang, J. K., 2004. Anti-inflammatory, analgesic, and antioxidant activities of the fruit of Phoeniculum vulgar. Phytotherapia, 75, 6, 557-565. Craigie, J.S., 2011. Seaweed Extract Stimuli in Plant Science and Agriculture. Journal of Applied Phycology, 23, 3, 371-393. Crouch, I.J., and Van Staden, J., 1991. Evidence for Rooting Factors in a Seaweed Concentrate Prepared from Echelonia Maxima. Journal of Plant Physiology, 137, 3, 319-322. Maybody, N.D.H., K.Fi, M., Nick Bacht, A., and Rijali, F., 2015. Effect of Foliar Applications of Humic Acid on Growth, Visual Quality, Nutrients Content, and Root Parameters of Perennial Ryegrass, Lilium perennale. Journal of Plant Nutrition, 38, 2, 224-236. Dujardin, P., 2015. Plant Biostimulants, Definition, Concept, Main Categories, and Regulation. Science NTIA Horticulturae, 196, 3-14. L. Namr, M.A., L. Disuki, M., L. Bashani, A.M., and Fawzi, Z.F., 2012. Response of Growth and Yield of Cucumber Plants, Cucumis sativus L., to Different Foliar Applications of Humic Acid and Biostimulators. Australian Journal of Basic and Applied Sciences, 6, 3, 630-637. 48 Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture, 2019, 4, 138-50. A. Haragibel, B., Silvestra, J., and Morad, P., 2008. Effects of Humic Substances Derived from Organic Waste Enhancement on the Growth and Mineral Nutrition of Maize. Bioresource Technology, 99, 10, 4206-4212. Fagbin Rowe, J.A., and Agbullah, A.A., 1993. Effect of Different Levels of Humic Acid on the Growth and Nutrient Uptake of Teak Seedlings. Journal of Plant Nutrition, 16, 8, 1465-1483. Hagig, L.F., Shahin, M.F.M., and El-Majid, M.M.M., 2011. Effect of NPK and Humic Substance Applications on Vegetative Growth of Agassiz Olive Seedlings. American Eurasian Journal of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences, 11, 6, 807-811. Hayder, M.W., Ayub, C.M., Pervez, M.A., Assad, H.U., Manan, A., Raza, S.A., and Ashraf, I, 2012. Impact of foliar application of seaweed extract on growth, yield and quality of potato, Solanum tuberosum L. Soil and Environment, 31, 2. Hayat, S., Ahmed, H., Ali, M., Ran, K., and Chang, Z., 2018. Aqueous garlic extract stimulates growth and antioxidant enzymes activity of tomato, Solanum lycopersicum. Science NTIA Horticulture, 240, 139-146. Hayat, S., Hayat, Q., Ali Emine, M.N., Wani, A.S., Pictel, J., and Ahmed, A., 2012. Role of Proline Under Changing Environments, A Review. Plant Signaling and Behavior, 7, 11, 1456-1466. Humphreys, E.C., 1956. Mineral Components and Ash Analysis. In K. Peach and M. V. Tracy, eds, Modern Methods of Plant Analysis, pages 468-502. Berlin, Heidelberg, Springer. Janin, L., Arkoun, M., Etienne, P., Lane, P., Gu, D., Garnica, M., Fuentes, M., Francisco, S.S., Begori, R., Cruz, F., Howdase, F., Garcia Mina, J.M., Ivan, J.C., and Elaine Auri, A., 2013. Brassica napu's growth is promoted by Ascophyllum nodosum, L. Ellie Joel. Seaweed extract, microarray analysis and physiological characterization of N, C, and S metabolisms. Journal of Plant Growth Regulation, 32, 1, 31-52. Kazemi, M., Rastamai, H., and Shafi, S., 2012. Antibacterial and antifungal activity of some medicinal plants from Iran. Journal of Plant Sciences, 7, 2, 55-66. Khan, M.A., and Gulzer, S., 2003. Germination Responses of Sporobolus ioclados, a saline desert grass. Journal of Arid Environments, 53, 3, 387-394. Lee, Y.S., and Bartlett, R.J., 1976. Stimulation of Plant Growth by Humic Substances. Soil Science Society of America Journal, 40, 6, 876-879. Linehan, D.J., 1978. Humic Acid and Iron Uptake by Plants. Plant and Soil, 50, 1-3, 663-670. Moss, E.B., and Hoffman, G.J., 1977. Crop Salt Tolerance Current Assessment. Journal of the Irrigation and Drainage Division, 103-115-134. Mohammed, A.K., 2012. Effect of Urea and Humic Acid Fertilization on Some Chemical/Physical Properties and Yield of Cowpea Vigna Unguiculata, L., Walp. University of T.H. Eicher Journal of Science, 3, 2, 82-88. Mona, Y., Candile, A.M., and Swayafi Hend, M.F., 2008. Effect of 3 different compost levels on fennel and salvia growth character and their essential oils. Biological Sciences, 4, 34-39. Nabadi, D.A., Schmidt, E.R., Kaleghai, E.S., and Parrish, D.J., 2008. The Growth of Kentucky Bluegrass, Poapratensis CV Plush, as affected by plant growth regulators and iron, Fe, grown under limited soil moisture regimes. Asian Journal of Plant Sciences, 7, 2, 183-188. Nabadi, D.A., Schmidt, R.E., and Parrish, D.J., 1994. Alleviation of Salinity Stress in Kentucky Bluegrass by Plant Growth Regulators and Iron. Crop Science, 34, 1, 198-202. Nelson, W. R., and Van Staden, J., 1994. The effect of seaweed concentrates on the growth of nutrient-stressed, greenhouse cucumbers. Horticultural Science, 19, 8182. Nofel, F. H., L. C. Guy, M. U., and Salim, E. A., 2015. Response of Calendula officinalis L. plants to growth stimulants under salinity stress. American Eurasian Journal of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences, 15, 9, 1767-1778. Naur, K. A. M., Mansour, N. T. S., and A. B. D. L. Hakim, W. M., 2010. Influence of foliar spray with seaweed extracts on growth, setting and yield of tomato during summer season. Journal of Plant Production, Mansoura University, 1, 7, 961-976. Rahimi, R., and Ardekani, M. R. S., 2013. Medicinal Properties of Phoeniculum Vulgar Mill. In Traditional Iranian Medicine and Modern Phytotherapy. Chinese Journal of Integrative Medicine, 19, 1, 73-79. Sajid, M., Butt, M. S., Shazad, A., and Tanweer, S., 2014. Chemical and Mineral Analysis of Garlic, a Golden Herb. Pakistan Journal of Food Sciences, 24, 1, 108-110. Sani, B., 2014. Foliar Application of Humic Acid on Plant Height in Canola. App B. Prostia, 8, 82-86. Shamakhtar, M.K., and Armand, S., 2017. Phytochemical and Biological Studies of Fennel, Phoeniculum Vulgar Mill, from the Southwest Region of Iran, Yasuje. Natural Products Chemistry and Research, 5, 4, 1-4. Smidova, M., 1962. Effect of Sodium Humate on Swelling and Germination of Winter Wheat. Biology Plantarum, 4, 2, 112-118. 49 Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture, 2019, 4, 138-50. Stan Garland, J.R., Kuhn, O.J., and Schwan Estrada, K.R.F., 2008. Control of Plant Diseases by Plant Extracts. Revisio Annual de Patologia de Plantas, 16, 265-304. Sterk, W.A., Tarkowska, D., Turkova, V., Stranad, M., and Van Staden, J., 2014. Abscisic acid, gibberellins, and brassinosteroids in Kelpack registered trademark, a commercial seaweed extract made from Echolonia maxima. Journal of Applied Phycology, 26, 1, 561-567. Tamam, A.A., 2003. Response of Vicia faba plants to the interactive effect of sodium chloride salinity and salicylic acid treatment. Acta Agronomica Hungarica, 51, 3, 239-248. Thompson, B., 2004. 5 years of Irish trials on biostimulants, the conversion of a skeptic. USDA Forest Service Proceedings, 33, 72-79. Tognolina, M., Balabeni, V., Bertoni, S., Bruni, R., Impicciatur, M., and Barocelli, E., 2007. Protective effect of Phoeniculum vulgar essential oil and anethole in an experimental model of thrombosis. Pharmacological Research, 56, 3, 254-260. Tutja, N., 2007. Mechanisms of High Salinity Tolerance in Plants. Methods in Enzymology, 428, 419-438. Uden, M.K., Kahn, M.N.H., Mahbub, A.S.M., and Hussein, M.M., 1992. Growth and yield of rape seeds as affected by nitrogen and seed rate. Bangladesh Journal of Scientific and Industrial Research, 27, 3-4, 30-38. Van Staden, J., Upfold, S.J., Andrews, F.E., 1994. Effect of seaweed concentrate on growth and development of the marigold Tajit spatula. Journal of Applied Phycology, 6, 4, 427-428. Yamaguchi, T., and Blumwald, E., 2005. Developing salt-tolerant crop plants, challenges and opportunities. Trends in Plant Science, 10, 12, 615-620. Yazdani, B., Nick Bakht, A., and Edamati, N., 2014. Physiological effects of different combinations of humic and fulvic acid on Gerbera. Communications in Soil Science and Plant Analysis, 45, 10, 1357-1368. Yildirim, E., 2007. Foliar and soil fertilization of humic acid affect productivity and quality of tomato. Acta Agriculturae Scandinavica Section B Soil and Plant Science, 57, 2, 182-186. Zorb, C., Schmidt, S., Neeb, A., Carl, S., Linder, M., and Schubert, S., 2004. The biochemical reaction of maize, Zea maize L, to salt stress is characterized by a mitigation of symptoms and not by a specific adaptation. Plant Science, 167, 1, 91-100. 50.